The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Call them on 01983 240 240. That's 01983 240 240.
Okay, here we are then. So, Lunchtime Social debate. I'm a bit creeped out about this.
You are. You'll be all right, Brandon.
Yeah. Well, hey, driving. So, obviously, Ian's come up with an idea for the social debate, which is driving. Big problem, obviously, is that apparently old people need to renew their licence or, you know, get a test or so and learn, you know, to drive again. What do you think about this, Dame? What was, like, the big...
Well, I think, you know, I think they should, when they get to a certain age, I think they should make sure they've had an eye test for a start. You know, but the council here, they're offering drivers over 70 if they'd like to do a refresher course on the island, which I think is brilliant.
I think it's a good idea. The council's actually getting involved in problems.
But do you think they will? I mean, my husband is 72 now, and I said to him, I said, "You're gonna do it?" He says, "I'm not." You know?
Yeah.
But he does have his eyes tested, so I know that, and I know his driving's good. But I've seen some elderly people where their driving is atrocious.
Well, it's mandatory kind of skills, isn't it? I mean, in the olden days, a few years ago, in fact, like I'm saying 30, 40, 50 years maybe, like driving tests weren't as difficult as they are now. I mean, we've got, I'm going to say Bill, because that's the only name I could, it's Anastasia,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it's Bill.
Right, Bill.
Bill,
so I'll just say it's Bill. You're doing a driving test now, aren't you?
Yep, I'm doing learner course and everything.
Have you done the theory test yet on it?
No, I haven't.
Now, this is the big difference.
We didn't do that. They didn't do that years ago.
Yeah, exactly. I've looked online, and I've looked at road signals, and the amount of signs, signals, hand signals, light signals, warnings, there's even informatory signs that say, you know, what's up on the left, what's up on the right touch.
Yeah.
Older people, older generations might not look at that. Yeah, they might not look at the hand signals, the lighting signals. Because in the olden days, you didn't have indicators.
The trouble is with elderly people, I think, on the island, they drive far, far too slow. You know, and they get a build up behind them, you know. I mean, that's the type of people, I think, that should have a refresher course.
Yeah, ones that are a bit too slow on the roads, take corners too slow, and then slow up everyone else.
They do, and people get crossed behind them, you know.
I think you need to have a happy medium, because young people also like to go really fast, don't they, and push that limit.
Oh, yes,
so
tell me they do, yes.
It needs to be, Ian brought up a good point of 20s plenty, which I'll let him go into that, because...
I honestly think, through the towns, I don't know whether it's Southampton and Portsmouth, all through the town, I don't know whether it's 20 or 30, but that's all they're allowed to do.
Yeah.
And it feels much safer when you come through them towns.
Yeah.
You know, there's nobody belting around, and you can cross the road okay. But I've got some people that have left some comments. Whenever you're ready, I'll read you some.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Dame. I'm gonna turn off the fan, actually. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
read
you
out
turn
some comments.
The fan off, yeah. Right, this is from Marco. Yes, they should be able to refresh their skills, providing they keep their licence. Everyone should have driving refreshers every 5 years, regardless of age. And that includes motorbikes, and also bringing tests for cyclists who, for some reason, think their pavements are their route, which is so true. I totally agree. Graham has put, it should be compulsory that after 70, they have a competent reaction test after 3 years, which I think is good. Now, Stuart Woodley, he's a driving instructor, and he says, as I'm a driving instructor, I feel that our roads would be far safer if every driver had to have an assessment, say, every 3 to 5 years. And we've asked him, do you have to have a refresher one? And he says, yes, he does, every 2 to 4 years. And he's a driving instructor.
Yeah.
So, you know, so it makes sense. If the specialist drivers have to be assessed every couple of years, why don't other people? Kate Mitchell, she's written, yes, my granddad was 90 when he passed earlier this year. And he used to go, I don't mean passed his test, but
passed away.
I think so, yes. Read on, yeah. Passed earlier this year, and he used to give me a lift to work every day. His driving was quite concerning at times. Trouble is, he didn't listen to us. I must say, a good chunk of near misses we've seen, or nearly, had in just the last 6 months going to work 15 minutes drive away, have been careless driving by the older generation. there are some awful drivers on the island in general.
Yeah.
And Dean has written, that's the thing with older drivers, they don't see problems of their own driving. Young drivers get stick, and yes, agreed, some do drive like plonkers.
Yeah.
But age is a problem, and at some point it's going to happen to us all. Reaction times slow the older as we get on life. A regular road check safety should be a must. Not a silly expense one to give more coffers to the government, but a simply £15 to £20 half an hour test to assess the major key factors of driving, and that's it.
No.
And I totally agree with that.
I find a lot of young drivers do get a lot of stick, considering they're the ones that have actually passed their test most recently and have actually achieved a it's almost like a qualification, isn't it? It's a qualification to say you're able to drive.
Yeah, but I think once they've got that, they've driven it. I mean, I've had grandchildren that passed their tests a couple of years ago, and as soon as they've had their test, woof, they're off.
Yeah.
And I went
it's
in
like
the car
a test,
with
isn't
both
it?
Of them, and they I had to say, look, you've got to slow down. But now they have done.
It's getting that sort of, you've passed your test, you've had these restrictions, push the boundaries.
I don't think they should be allowed to take passengers until they've been driving for about a year.
Yeah, no, my mum did the same thing. When she passed her test, she was about 24, I think it was. So she was quite, not young, but she was mid.
Yeah.
And she only took a friend who knew how to drive with her for about 4 years. She didn't have anyone else in.
Because you see these young drivers out, they've got a car full of all their
mates.
Their
music's blaring.
And
showing
off.
They turn it up more. Yeah.
And I think they should have a P, or compulsory have a P in the back.
Yeah.
You know,
you have to have a learner's
I don't mean that sort of P, but
yeah. Like, learners obviously have L's, but new drivers should have P's. Same as pedestrians, like older pedestrians. What would older people have? That you could have like an OAP on the back, couldn't you? It's like, oh, we've got an old driver.
This is my age. Yeah. Just be careful, please.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I'm holding you up. You know.
Another one as well, which I did want to say, was eye tests. Obviously, eye tests are big. How often do you think someone should have a test as an old person?
When you get to the age of 60 anyway, you should have one every 2 years. You get a free one every
2 years.
Is it
only 2 years? I put 6 months, 3 months.
No, every 2 years you can have a free eye test.
Oh, okay.
And I think especially if you're a driver, you should have.
Okay.
Because you're supposed to be able to read the L plate, not the L plate, the number plate so far ahead, aren't you?
Yeah.
And I think that should be compulsory.
What do you think about it, Bill, about old drivers? Do you think they should be on the roads or not? I'm talking 60s, 70s.
Yeah, what do you call old, Brandon?
This is the thing. A lot of people would say 50s quite old, but I would say old is 60 onwards, 65 onwards.
I'd say mid-50s because you're growing, but then you're going towards that age, though.
Yeah, they say 40 is middle age, isn't it? 40 is the middle age, so...
It's changing, isn't it?
It's difficult to really say.
Yeah, because the everlasting lifespan that people have has changed, isn't it?
But I think as well, if you don't wear glasses, you should still have your eyes tested if you're a driver, no matter what age.
It should be compulsory, really.
Yeah, like a thing that you have to do every 5 years. You need to have an eye test to see if you're still up to standard.
That's right, yeah.
Reaction time was another big one you said as well, Dane.
Yeah, definitely.
Younger people, I find, definitely have more reaction time, but they don't have the... I wouldn't say the intelligence, but the... what's the word for it? When you jump up and do something, you know, you'd be like, oh, I'll do that straight away.
Well, you can. Because
older people just do what they think. But the thing is, their reaction's slower, while a younger person's reaction's faster. Yeah.
Well, I can only sort of go on my husband's driving. As I say, he's 72, and he's a very good driver.
Mm.
His reactions are very quick, you know? But if they started to slow down, I would sort of advise him to go and do one of these tests, I think.
Yeah. Do you drive, Dame, or are you a non-driver?
No. When I was a teenager, nobody learned to drive.
It wasn't cool to have. It wasn't cool to drive.
No, we didn't.
Well, believe it or not, I'm not a driver either.
No.
So that means Bill here is the only one who's kind of learning how to drive.
So she sort of experienced the road.
She should be the one that... Do you find the older drivers are hard to...
I think there's a point where there's some that are really good drivers, no matter what the age are.
Yeah.
And then you always get, no matter what age, you get the really bad drivers that... The one that annoys me the most is when they pull out in front of you and then they go really, really slow.
Yeah.
But they pulled out in front of you and you're going, going about, I don't know, 30 miles an hour, you're on your way. And then they pull out in front of you and they go really slow. And then they continue to go really slow.
Yeah. Yeah, drivers, yes, that kind of
ignorance.
Like... Yeah, the ones as, yes, well. One thing that really does annoy me is things like... Because I obviously have to sit on the bus to get to Newport.
Yeah.
And the thing that annoys me is when a car will pull out and kind of pull out in the way of the bus, and the bus is just about to get out, and you look down at who it is, and it's always either a young person or an old person. You never get a middle-aged drivers. I find it just brilliant.
I still haven't figured out what middle age is yet, Brandon.
I would say middle-aged is 40 or 50.
Well, you see, it's changing.
Well, that's because the lifespan, as we said, the lifespan changes. An average lifespan now, well, it used to be 80, 85. Yeah. It's now apparently going up to 88, 89.
Used to be younger than that. I mean, crikey. Yeah. Like my grandparents, they were 60 and that was it.
Well, in the olden days, in the caveman days, it was only 30. Drivers, I think, for eye test wise, it shouldn't be every 5 years. It should be something like 2 years, maybe a year if you're old.
Eye development as well.
Mm. And reaction tests. I know there is a thing for reactions.
Yes.
So maybe throw a ball at their head and see if they can catch it.
When you do your eye test, you have a reaction thing as well, because you see all these things, lights coming on, and you press a buzzer.
Yeah, I've done a light eye test before, and I have, like... when I look...
Field vision, they call that.
Yeah, I've got, like, loads of squiggly lines that keep on moving constantly. So it makes it seem like, sorry about the fan, Dame.
I know, it's getting
but
hot.
I get a squiggly eye vision, so when I look for this... Because they tell you to follow the red dot, isn't it, or the white dot?
Yeah, that's another one. No, this is another one where you look forward, and all round you, a flash will come in one corner, then another corner.
And you've got to look at them.
And then you press the button. I think it's quite a new thing.
I did do something like that. It was a big white blank canvas, and then they had a light moving around, and you had to follow it with your eyes.
That's right.
I couldn't follow it because the colour was melding with the white.
Wow.
So I was looking around like, where has it gone? Is it still there?
Yeah.
But apparently I got 20 out of 20 vision.
Oh well, you're okay then, aren't you? And also motorbikes.
Motorbikes.
Oh, the way they drive in and out and in and out. Oh dear, they put the wind up me.
Well, this phone has been calling for a little while. Do you think we should take the call?
Yeah, let's see who
it is. It should be Hook One, so I'm going to take a chance here.
Right.
Hello, who's there?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Arthur.
Hello, Arthur, how are you doing?
Hello, Arthur.
Who's there?
Oh, don't you know?
Don't sound like Shirley.
All right, Arthur, we're talking about old drivers.
I know you are.
Now, what do you think about it?
I'm seriously worried, actually.
Worried?
Shirley said that... people, you know, if they learn to drive, or learning to drive, they should have a pee at the back. Well, I think the other day, when I was showing up, she had a pee in the front.
Now stop it, Arthur.
That's being cheeky, chappy.
My old mate of mine, right, his dad, who's no longer with us, was an HGV driver.
Yeah.
And he always said, you can't teach me or tell me anything about driving. I am paid to drive as a living.
Yeah.
He said, I'm a professional driver. I know what's what. He said, everybody else is an amateur. Now, there's a lot to be said for that. And I think what is missing from people who take tests these days is something called roadcraft. The actual idea of taking a test is half an hour or an hour, somebody's assessment of what you're doing at a point in time. It doesn't actually relate to general purpose driving, does it?
Okay.
You know?
When
I learnt to drive 40 odd years ago, and the first thing the guy said to me when I passed my test, he said, right, there you go, now go out and learn to drive.
Yeah.
Because passing a test isn't what it's all about.
It's almost like universal work, isn't it? You learn it in a classroom, but there's difference from practical to theory,
isn't
it?
I can definitely say that.
You see, that's why if you take all the old drivers off the road, you're taking away 50, 60 years of experience.
Yeah.
It may well be they're driving a bit slow, but they might be driving a bit slow because they know what's going to be round the corner.
It's true.
Whereas you might not know.
That's true. That's what you're going to
But Arthur, there's slow and slow, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. One of my ultimate favourites, and I think if anybody wants a laugh, they should sit in the window of the Waverley and look at the roundabout outside the door.
Oh, yes, I've done that.
Everybody sits and looks at each other.
That is one of the most farcical situations on the island.
Yeah.
And it all comes down to the fact that people don't know what to do when they get to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people, I think you should just drive. I mean, if you've got the confidence, you just go, right, I'm going. You know, kind of... Well, I'm not a driver, and I know what you've got to do.
You've got to give way to the right.
It's also wrong. If you're coming down the middle road, you don't realise you're on a roundabout. If you don't know it, you don't realise it's a roundabout there. Yeah. You've got on top of it.
Yeah, you're right.
You see?
Yeah.
And nine times out of ten, if I'm coming up from Clatford Road, I always stop if there's nothing even coming. Just have a quick look left. Because, you know, you'll find a lorry come flying out there, the occasional Southern Vectis bus as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's road craft. It's no good just passing a test and getting a licence. You need some road craft to go with it.
Experience.
That's why,
learning the road.
I'm amazed that this country doesn't do what other countries do and issue all pass drivers with a pass notice on their car. You should. It's like you do with a bike. You can't take anybody on a bike. You can't, you know.
That's right.
You've got to have a period of time to learn how to drive a car.
Yeah. You know? You do see some P's put in the back of cars, don't you? But I think it should be compulsory.
Well, it should be compulsory, shouldn't it?
Yeah. For a year afterwards.
You know? And I mean, you know, you could take it even a bit further. If somebody's, you know, perhaps not so keen on going out every day, perhaps they could have a old wrinkly sign in the back of their car.
Now, go careful now, Arthur. Just go careful.
Or a big G for geriatric.
You'll be one of them soon. Now, be careful.
I feel like one now. Yeah, but there's a lot that people could do. But what I would say is, anybody that's driving regularly on the Isle of Wight here, get on the ferry and go over to the other side, the bigger island. You'll be so glad when you come back.
Yes, a bit of a shock, isn't it?
It is one hell of a culture
Especially
shock.
On the motorway.
Yes. You have people going left, right, even trying to drive over you if you're not careful.
Yes, yeah.
You know, and even if you dare do more than 100 yards in the middle lane of a three-lane motorway, you've got people coming up behind you, shouting and swearing at you, telling you to move over.
Yeah.
And it's like that in London as well. If you cross the street and, you know, their lights are green, they'll run you down.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm glad I don't drive. I sit there with my eyes shut if I go to the mainland.
I mean, but, you know, the thing is, right, I've said this before, one of my driving lessons, because I can remember all this when I was a bit younger, one of my driving lessons, the bloke pulled up outside a scrapyard, locked the doors, and we went in and looked at some broken down cars and bashed up cars. They said, this is what you can do if you don't drive properly.
Yeah.
And that stuck in my mind all these years later on. There's lots of things that people could do, but obviously it all comes down to cost. I mean, thankfully the business of just being able to show a picture has gone out of the window, because, I mean, years gone by, you could just turn up as anybody and take the test.
Yeah. Well, we were saying just a moment ago, in the olden days, I'm guessing it wasn't as highly developed as road safety now. You know, all the signs and signals, and you take your theory test online, and you've got multiple theory tests to take, and then you've got your practicals.
You see, again, take the theory test online. Why?
Yeah.
You want to be taking it in front of somebody.
But you do. You have to go down to somewhere in Newport and take it.
You know, somebody should be standing there watching you, because you want to know... that the person who's doing it is doing it out of their mind. You can't, when you're driving along, study the highway code. You've got to know it, like, in the back of, you know, immediately.
Yeah.
The thing is,
there's a lot more that could be done, but it'll all come down to money, and at the end of the day, it's in their interest to get more people driving around, because that's more petrol used, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's not just that as well, Arthur, is that the highway code is really different from the island to the mainland. Obviously, if you asked any driver, probably on the island, so, if you see blue lights on the motorway, what does that mean? And they will probably just look at you with a blank stare and go, I don't know. And it could vary from, I don't know the answer exactly, but I think, isn't it a bomb squad, is the lights, and you're meant to pull over and just let them pass.
Since I've been completing a theory book, and there's been things about tram lines and different crossings that we don't have on the island. I'm there like, I don't know.
It's off island knowledge,
and
isn't it?
Like, what's this green light? And it'll be a doctor, and you're like, well, I haven't seen that before.
But the worrying thing is if you asked an old person, would they know? And that's
since
the thing.
Things have been developed.
Well, you're saying they have
then.
Got experience, Arthur. Have they got all the knowledge, though?
There's a chance, right? There is a chance if they drive regularly around, particularly around the major cities in the country, they'll see these things anyway.
Yeah.
And they'll know what they are. It's when you're stuck in an area, like in a rural, you know, community, and you don't drive very far. I mean, I would actually go further and say half the problem is not necessarily the people behind the wheel, it's what the people are behind the wheel of.
Yeah.
You see? Because some of the vehicles that you encounter quite clearly shouldn't be on the public highway.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no place on a public highway for an invalid carriage.
Do you know, you're right there, Arthur, and there's so many of them at the minute.
You know, I was talking to a guy last night, literally, about a quarter of a mile of traffic following one old buzzard up Lushington Hill. And every time someone tried to overtake him, they were putting someone kind of the other way in danger.
Yeah, I mean, they could go on the path, can't they?
Well, you know, the thing is, somewhere along the line, there has to be a common sense angle to this.
Yeah.
If you're going to be nicked for going too fast, surely you could be nicked for going too slow.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there was chat about that, wasn't there? Isn't it like if you're 5 miles above the speed limit, that's speeding. But if you're like negative 30 to the speed limit, then you can be.
There is a limit, especially as a motorcyclist.
Yeah.
Or you're on a scooter. There is a limit where you can be done. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So it may exist, Arthur. But hey, thank you for your call.
Yeah. You take care, and just remember when you step outside that door, watch out for that cyclist.
Them dangerous cyclists. All right. Thank you, Arthur, for your call.
Bye bye, Arthur.
Brilliant. Well, you brought up a good point. Experience. Older people do have more experience, but it's that whole thing of how much experience.
I think it's reactions. I honestly think when you get older, your reactions aren't.
Will slow
quick
down.
Enough.
And, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I think. I mean, you see me getting out of my chair, don't you?
you do take a while, don't you?
It takes me a while.
It's too slow. You've got to be quick.
I've got a bad leg. That's fine.
Aww.
But it does. I mean, we all have to slow down, don't we? So I honestly think there should be, with your license, I think 65, maybe 70.
Okay.
I think. You should go and have a test, but not an expensive one, because some people just can't afford to have it done.
Yeah, well, the thing that really does annoy me is just the whole thing that younger drivers have to pay more to start off driving.
I know they do. It's a lot
of compared we're more to of their, risk.
Yeah, we're more of a risk to everyone else, considering that, you know, I'm not saying that all of us out there are the best drivers ever, because I have seen a lot of young people that are just silly on the roads.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, we have quicker reactions. We're learning, so you have to give us the stick of that. But if you're talking about someone who's been driving for about plus 50 years, you know, it's that thing of...
Yeah, you see, it's a bit of a shock if they're told, right, they can't drive anymore, and they live out in the country, and they've cut the buses.
Look at Porchfield, for instance. There is 2 buses a week, and I think they're even trying to cut that, where there is no buses, and there is old people that are out there that, if they don't have that transport, they can't go anywhere. They have to get a taxi or something just to go into Newport.
Mm.
See, this is why I think... Well, I like the idea that the buses do cheaper for older people, don't they? You get
them
card things, don't you?
We don't pay. We have free travel.
Oh, you get free travel. Oh, all right then. Whoa.
Oh, yes, we get free travel.
Older people get free travel.
Mm.
But
so why is there drivers then? I don't think it does.
Like in the morning, there's a certain time in the morning.
Yes, you can't use it till after 9 o'clock, I think, in the morning.
So
I mean, because I found that when my husband retired, he was still doing part-time gardening.
Yeah.
So he thought, right, I'll use the bus instead of taking the car, get the car off the road. And they wouldn't let him use it until after 9 in the morning. He's free travel.
Mm-hmm.
So you can only use free travel until after 9 o'clock.
I think it's about 9 o'clock, yeah.
Well, we should be taking drivers off the road then and giving them bus passes. Then you can have the old people bus. And that way Southern Vectors get more money from it, don't they?
Yeah, but you see, they're cutting the buses a lot, aren't they? So, you know, if you've got a hospital appointment or something and you're elderly and you can't afford a taxi and there's no buses, what do you do?
I think a big part of it is independence still. They still have that independence to get in a car and go off somewhere.
Mm. You're right.
I mean, as a kid, I get independence by learning to drive.
Yeah.
And it's keeping that independence.
I think driving also gives younger people freedom.
Oh, yes.
The freedom to travel around. I mean, I have to get the bus here every single day, and it is an ache to get here, and it costs a lot.
It would help you if you could drive.
I would only really get a car if I lived further away to get to Newport.
So you're like Porchfield.
Yeah, but then again, costs as well would be cheaper.
The insurance is high.
Yeah, I mean, getting on a bus every day to come here is cheaper than, obviously, getting a car here every day because of the petrol use. But I just find with older people, most definitely, they need to keep an eye on their health, their eyes and their reaction time. I mean, experience, yeah, definitely. I think Arthur did bring up a really good point. But apart from that, I still think that old people should be taken off the roads.
Oh dear.
I'm thinking 75 plus should be definitely.
You're
just
thinking 20's plenty though, don't you think?
If 20's plenty was the rule, then it should be everyone can drive.
Yeah, if we brought the speed limit down all around the island, as Ian was saying earlier on, can you imagine going along the Forest Road or something at 20, everybody?
Oh, that would be a pain. That would be a pain. But I think as well, it needs to have more roads, like more roads that make more sense, if that, you know, because we've got how many roads into Newport from Sandown and Ryde? We've got about 2 or 3, I think, at max.
Yeah.
And of course, we're like a half an hour trip to go all the way around. But I feel they may need to make better roads for older people. Like, I think that's what it is. I think it's the corners that scare them.
We've got to have our own roads, haven't
we?
Yeah,
you've got to have your own roads. Well, cyclists should have their own roads, I feel, because
they have their own little bit on the pavement, don't they?
Some places do.
I think
do.
There should be more cycle paths, definitely.
Yeah, because
you've got the cycle path to Sandown, and you've got the cycle path from Newport to Cowes, which is used a lot.
But places like London, they have like full-on cycle places where it goes from one side of London to the other. They need that on the island from like a big long stretch.
But you see, I think a lot of people get confused as well about the bus lanes.
Yeah.
Like coming into Newport, they could go that way, but a car can't go that way. Yeah. But a cyclist can as well, you know? Yeah. And a lot of people don't quite understand that.
Well, I think that's because buses need the routes to obviously get in and get out. And with old people driving on that, if they were driving in the bus lanes, what a problem that would be. What a problem that would be.
Well, taxis are allowed down them, aren't they, the bus lanes, I think?
I think so, but they might have to pay for that. I don't know.
If they've got passengers in, I think they can go down there. I think so, anyway.
Maybe. That's something we'll have to dive into more.
Yes, I'm not really 100% sure about that. Yes.
Yeah.
But you see, and I think motorbikes, they scare me to death. The way they go in and out.
It's control. It's a big thing to do with control, whether they can control their speed and their actual bike.
The thing is, it's balance, I find, for bikes. Imagine an old person on a bike.
There are people on bikes, on motorbikes.
I mean, you get the old Harley riders and such that drive the old bikes, don't they? The old person driving the old
scooters. Bike. Yeah, when the scooters come over, a lot of them are quite older, those people that come on them.
And there's no crashes as well when that happens, is there?
No, because they're sensible.
They're sensible. That's a question and a half. They're sensible.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Right, well, I think we should take a break.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to have a few words from our sponsors, and we'll be back in a little while. All right.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com. This is Vectis Radio. The House of Chili. Their aim is to not just help the hardened chili heads feel the burn, but to offer a range of products suited to all tastes. Call 01983 866 313. The House of Chili. Jams and chutneys, balsamics, hot sauces, marinades, and much more to spread the warming glow of chili love. www.houseofchili.com.
Having a problem with your phones? Need your sound system sorted out? Call Westwhite Audio for expert, friendly advice. Whatever your problem, just ask Kelvin on 0800 118 2484, email info@westwhiteaudio.co.uk, or follow the link on the Vectis Radio homepage.
Where do you go for a wide range of animal feeds, accessories and lots, lots more? Sandown Pet Store are the island's premier store for all your pets' needs. We are open 6 days a week on St John's Road, Sandown. Telephone 01983 407788 and speak to Paul or Wendy for a friendly and reliable service.
What is creative design? It's design that works for you to bring value to your business. It enhances your product or service, ensuring your target market identify with your brand. integrated into print and web communications. Creative design from Cross Print Media ensures consistency across all digital media platforms, online and offline. Talk to Cross Print Media. Our team of skilled designers are here to help you. Call 524885 or email us on printmedia@crossprint.co.uk.
Fretbuzz.net is the place to go for all the latest music reviews, photos and much more, covering Ireland bands to establish acts from across the globe. The guys at Fretbuzz will give their unique view on the music world. As well as music reviews from Fretbuzz, they now offer bands and musicians a range of promotional services, from photo shoots, video show reels to advertising and pictures on the site. Fretbuzz caters for all budgets and requirements. Just call them on 07576 138337 today for more information. So whatever you're looking for, visit fret-buzz.net for all your music needs, or find them on Facebook by searching Fretbuzz Music Reviews.
Hi, I'm Helen from the MS Society Advice Centre Shop and Cafe in Shanklin. Please come and visit us at the Big Orange Corner Shop in Regent Street. Shop till you drop, then relax with a lovely piece of cake in our cafe. Have a few hours to spare, then join our team of lovely volunteers. We are always after quality donations of clothes, household goods and children's products. And of course, all monies raised stays on the island to help sufferers and their families. Give us a call on 01983 867 500.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for removal boxes online.
Why? Are you moving?
No, but the retro show is.
Well, it's going to start at 10 a.m. on Sundays from 20th of September, but it isn't physically moving.
Ah, so I don't need these boxes then?
Nope.
What about the removal men I booked?
Better cancel those too.
Oh.
The retro show, 3 hours of magical musical memories, every Sunday from 10 a.m, only on Vectis Radio.
Stay social and get in touch. Give us a call on 01983 240 666.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone, 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
What has he been doing on this chair? It's all warm.
So,
keeping it warm for you.
Did you miss me?
Oh, yeah. Strange looking at Brandon instead of you.
Well, he's very scruffy looking. He needs to get rid of that beard and...
No, he's not scruffy.
Anyway, look, we were talking... he made a very good point, and I do... What, the one thing out of all of this, we're talking about, the fact that drivers over 70 years old on the Isle of Wight have been offered opportunities to refresh their skills. And I think in some ways this is kind of having a go at the old people. But I feel sorry for the younger ones as well, because the younger ones, you're learning to drive, aren't you, Bill?
Yeah, I am.
And when you eventually learn to drive and you've got a car, and I know your grandchildren have got cars very recently, Dame Shirley, and the cost of insurance is colossal.
It's dreadful. Yes.
And so I mean, you know, to me it makes complete sense to have a car system in place that if you've just passed your test, you can only drive a car up to 900 cc's,
like they do with the motorbikes, don't they? They do that with motorbikes.
It just makes common sense. Now if you're a little bitty old biddy, okay, and you are, like, you're struggling with the eyesight, you've got to have one of those cars with a great big windscreen so you can see what's going on. And you know those toy town cars that you see a lot of, or
a higher seat.
Yeah, I mean, they're ugly looking cars, but, you know, you're not going to drive around in a really flash sports car, because you're going to be a danger to yourself and everybody else. There will be some kind of car system in place. Then that way you could say to the youngsters, look, you're only going to drive a 750cc car, and your insurance is going to be that much cheaper, and you know, the chances are you're going to be safer on the roads. That surely makes sense. I don't like all this, what do they call it when they have a go at old people? And then they have a go at young people as well. I just find it's a little bit unfair and a little bit nasty and unnecessary. All you've got to do is just change the rules a bit to suit the situation. The situation is, look, you've just passed your test, so you can't drive that size car until you've been on the road for 2 or 3 years.
Isn't that right, though?
No.
They're allowed to drive anything,
as soon as you've passed your test, you can drive what you like, can't you? Which is, for me, that's wrong. That yeah. really is. Yeah. You've just got to adjust things. I don't know whether you've read any of the messages out that we
I did.
Got
I read
through.
Them. I read them all out just now.
You've
yes.
read them all out.
Yes.
Oh, I've got no material left.
I know you haven't.
I've got no material.
Well, you see, I was helping Brandon.
Oh, poor old Brandon. He did really well because he doesn't drive himself. But I feel no. sorry for him and you, Bill, because at the same time, you know, you are going to be, when you pass your test, you're going to be penalised. And the facts of the matter are, look, you know, this country needs to get on its feet with more money. Well, just say, for instance, if we had more people driving... for, you know, the insurance wasn't quite so high, maybe the tax wasn't quite so high and so on, it would put more money in. Where it's stopping people from actually driving. I would imagine there's a lot less 17-year-olds driving now than there was 20, yes. 30 years ago.
Yeah, they can't afford it. I do you remember I said I didn't think we took the test until after the war? Well, apparently the driving test has been going for 80 years.
80 years.
So it's only those older than 80 that have never taken a test.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's a bit scary, though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you reckon, I mean, you say your husband's nearly 90. How old is Mick?
72.
He's 72. And yeah. he's a young 72, and
yes,
he's a fit 72,
yes.
apart from his knee. You don't have to go on about his knee.
Yeah,
don't
but it? That doesn't bother him driving.
But do you think that if he was to have to take the test again, would he pass?
I don't know, because if he had to take the theory as well, which they have to do,
yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
That's the answer.
Be interesting, because...
I think his reactions are good. I don't think there's any problem there. And he has his eyes tested, you know, every 2 years. So I think there's no problem there. But I think the theory, I don't know whether he would pass that.
So does he need to go and clog this system up where, you know, drivers over 70 years old, this is happening this week, the Ireland course is on Thursday this week, October the 1st. Mm. Is he going to go along to that?
No,
or
he won't
or is
go.
He like, well, I don't need to go because I've had my eyes tested recently and I'm driving and I'm fine?
Well, that's what he said. He needn't go.
How do you know when you do need to go, though?
I don't know.
That's the thing.
It needs somebody to tell you, I think. I mean, I would tell him if I thought I was... You didn't feel safe in his driving, but I do.
Do you feel like, you know, it's slowly getting worse, or is no issues whatsoever? You feel 100% comfortable?
I feel safer in the car with him than what I do with the grandchildren.
Right, okay.
That do drive a bit too fast.
Erratic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you go around a roundabout and you have to hang on because you're coming off the seat sort of
thing.
Oh,
really?
But Mick is very cautious. He's not a slow driver.
No, he's not. I've been in the car with Mick. He's a sensible driver.
He's a careful driver, yeah.
And you're right, I feel safe with Mick.
Yeah, because some people I get in cars with, I just don't feel safe with them, you know? But it's... But okay. I think they need people to say to them, look, do you think you ought to go and do a refresher? But who's going to say that to their husband or their wife?
Mm.
I don't know.
I mean, my stepdad, one of many people that my mum married, because she's had quite a few, he was 64 when he sadly passed away, and he died at the wheel of a motor car.
Wow.
And he was coming home to get, because they'd been together for 10 years, and he was coming home during his lunch break to get her a wedding anniversary present. And he was driving, and he worked at Plessy's, so he was coming from Plessy's, and he was going back to through Northwood, at the Northwood, what do they call it? They used to have the Northwood show there.
Yeah, the county show.
And he went shooting across the road, lunchtime, so it was fairly busy, and shot up in, you know, across into the hedge, and he had a heart attack and just you know, died on the spot.
Mm.
Now, it just goes to show that we like the targeting 70-year-olds, and this is why I think we should not target any age. I think everybody should be tested. Everybody should have some kind of health test to do these things. Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
Medical.
Now, it makes sense because one of the guys that has commented, Stuart, he does say that he's tested every 2 to 4
That's
years.
That's right, yes.
Well, I believe that you should be tested maybe when you get to, you know, let's pluck an age out of the air, which isn't too ageist. Let's get to 50.
Yeah.
When you get to 50, you ought to be tested maybe every year, maybe every 2 years. It should be a pretty, you know, stiff test to pass.
Yeah.
I think it should be a health test. How's your heart?
I think a medical, definitely, because they will test... I mean, some of the... perhaps I shouldn't say it, but some of these long-distance lorry drivers, some of them are a bit weighty, aren't they?
They are.
Because that's their job, sitting down all day.
Yeah.
And they're obviously not very fit, I shouldn't think.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think they should pass medicals.
Yeah.
I don't know whether like train drivers and bus drivers and that have to keep doing it over and over again, do they? Would a bus driver have to keep taking a test?
I don't know, but they should do because it's a different situation, slightly different, because you've got more responsibility.
Yeah, I should think they must do.
And a taxi driver, I would imagine that taxi drivers, poor taxi drivers, they throw the book at. You know, they've got to be they're tested for this, they're tested for that. Mm. And I just think there's no. I think you should just go to the doctor, get a clean bill of health, and maybe, you know, they put you in a car. And they say, right, can you read that over there?
Simulator. They could have a simulator, couldn't they?
Yeah, they do have simulators for, like, phones and stuff. If you're using your phone, you actually get to, like, pretend to drive, and use the phone, and it, like, will crash, and it will show you, sort of give you, like, more of a shock about it.
Oh, right. I mean, I know they do with the aircraft. They have simulators where they drive the planes, don't they?
NASA do the simulator, don't
but
they?
There ought to be something that's quite easy and quite simple, because let's be honest, we're kind of on the Isle of Wight. We are, I don't know, we're sheltered a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you know, there's nowhere really where you can go massively fast. I mean, we used to go out to the military road years ago.
Oh, yeah, that still happens.
And it still happens. Yeah. Does it? Even though it's a bad, you know, it's not the best road in the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Got the best.
That's where we used to go with our old bangers and see if we can get a ton up along there.
Nope, that still happens.
It still happens. Yep. Yes. See, that's the other thing as well. I mean, we're coming back, we're going full circle. I don't just want to talk about, you know, the elderly drivers, you know, the people that are over 70, because I think, you know, you poke the finger at them, we should be talking about all of them. And maybe we've just touched on something there. We've got youngsters, and they can't wait to put their foot down how fast they can go.
It is natural.
Well, we have a system in place, and I know it sounds a bit silly, but why don't we just have a system in place where we say, right, okay, for one day a month, we're going to close that road that we're the military road, and we're going to say, right, you can go along there and see how fast you can do. All right, you can go along there, and if you want to try and get a ton up along there, we're going to make it nice and safe. You go along there and do it. Get it out of your system.
Well, they could use the airport couldn't they? For that Bembridge Airport or something.
They could do, yeah. Those people
just
that want
get
to
it
speed,
out of their system.
Get out
just
of the
get
system.
Out.
Yeah.
See, that's what they do. They finish their driving tests. I know a couple of people that have been like this. They've finished their driving tests, their theory tests, they passed, and they just push their limits to see how fast they can go.
Yeah, it's a natural natural progression.
Especially with younger people.
It is.
It's a test.
Mainly it, younger people.
Get
out there, and this is what it feels like. If you want to do... I mean, that's what we did. I had a Ford, not a Capri, an Escort, 1300. I didn't get up to the ton. I got to 85. The car started shaking.
It was like, that's enough then.
My knuckles went white. I went white. Broke out a cold sweat. That's enough for me. That's enough. But it was, you know, it got it out of my system.
Yeah.
And I think it's sometimes we need to do something a little bit different, a little bit sort of left of centre, and I think then you alleviate the problems rather than keep poking the finger at youngsters. It's your fault. Well, get it out of your system, and then we can make the road safer. Other than that, I say let's have a 20 years plenty ban across the island. I say on the island, is there any real need to do more than 30 mile an hour?
Well, I think 20 is a bit slow. I think let's have like a 40 all around the island.
Right,
I think everywhere 40. On the island. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think 40.
What's the main, like, sort of speed limits? Because it is 30, 40, isn't it?
Yeah, but really? You're talking about the military road where they just go and place a forest road.
See, Mike Lucas just made a very important point, and he's absolutely right. And this is why I say, this is why we should be being tested, not just 70-year-olds, youngsters, every so often, not leave it 10 years, not leave it 5 years. Mm. Every so often, you should have a sit-down test and so that you're still au fait with everything, because people change, things change, signage changes all the time. Mike Lucas has said, Ian Mack, when was the last time you read the Highway Code? Mm. I'll be honest with you, Mike, absolutely honest. Mm. I read a little bit of it when I was in the process of taking my test, which was back in 1985/86.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I've not picked it up since then. So my mind is going to be, I'm going to be out of date. And if I'm out of date, if I'm not reading things correctly, then I could be a danger to the road.
You
but I tell you what,
could.
I'm not the only one.
Well, you can actually go on your own computer and take the theory test just to see how well you do
for a practice. Yeah, you can take the theory test, or you can buy the theory.
It would be so interesting to do that on the computer, see how well you did.
Okay. Why don't we do that as homework this week, and we'll come back next week, and we'll say how we got on.
Well, you want me to do it?
And yeah, you do it as well.
Well, I get my husband to do it.
All right, but don't cheat.
No, well, I'll have my...
Don't cheat, all right, and I'll do it. I'll give it a crack.
I could try it myself as well.
I'd probably fail.
I've got a break.
I would fail, and I would probably fail the driving test as well, because things have changed so much.
Well, if you don't pass your theory, that's it. You see, you've got to pass that, yes.
And
you have to retake it, don't
you? Yes,
one of the things I would probably fail on is the parking. I'm dreadful at parking. When you see a parking space, you just, especially when it's, say, if it's down our road.
I've noticed your parking is dreadful.
I drive in, mount the curb, and go in that way.
I've seen loads of people do that, though.
Ian's parking is dreadful. He's sticking out in the road, and his wheels are turning. I'm not a car driver, but your parking is dreadful,
Ian. I know. I put my hands up. I would probably fail the test.
Because you're always in a hurry. Like, you get Nick. He takes his time, he'll reverse, he'll come forward until he's parked properly.
Yeah.
And which is the right thing to do.
Which I'll tell you what, he's a saint, because if he's got you in the car and he's still managing to do that, then that to me is passing any test. Better than passing any test.
I know, I'm out of the car by then, opening the door.
Honestly, we've just highlighted, Mike Lucas, you've just highlighted a flaw in the system. I'm just being honest. Mm. I've not picked up the highway code. If anything's changed in the last 30 years, I'm not aware of it.
No.
Okay, but I'm not the only one. I've slipped through the net. So the system in place doesn't work properly. So, you know, instead of having drivers over 70, which I think is a great thing, don't get me wrong, being offered the opportunity to refresh their skills, I think that everybody should be refreshing their skills at some point, regardless of age. Not just for the skills itself, but also for the health thing too.
Oh, definitely.
You know, if you've got any kind of issues, it will flag up, and they say, right, okay, you've got to wear these glasses, or you've got to do this. I think that's how come we're so stringent and we're so tight on everything else?
Don't you have to renew your licence when you're 60 anyway? I've got a funny feeling that
the amount of time you've kept your licence
Do you know what, Dame Shirley? This is the daft thing. I got my licence in It was February the 4th, 1986.
Mm.
Okay, I got my licence then. And then haven't read or, you know, highway code, anything since then. I've renewed license when it went from, because it was paper form,
that's right,
and then it went to card form, and then very recently, in fact this year, I had to send it away because it had run out. No one asked me any important questions. Has your health changed? Has this changed? Has that changed? Have you got any penalty points? Have you done this? No, nothing. All I had to do was send them a fee where I lived, and that they sent it back. So that's how easy it is, and the system doesn't the system that's in place doesn't cater for people like me and many others. Maybe it's a case of maybe I'm being too honest here, where I'm saying that I haven't read a highway code book, so I'm out of date.
Well, you've got no need to, have you?
I don't park the way that I should. I just go in and mount the curb and whatever's there.
It's because you're too much of a hurry.
I don't hit anybody or anything like that. I don't and like wipe out a few people.
No, you're a careful driver, because I've been in the car with you. It's just your parking.
I try my best. I'm useless of parking, but you know, I say this, the thing is, no one's asked me about my health.
No,
you know, and I've just renewed, like you made the point there about renewing your license. I'm not sure whether if you do renew your license at 60 or
I thought you did at 16. Do they?
I think it might be 70.
I think it's an amount of time you've held your license for. Or it used to be, I'm not sure.
If they did at 70, Mick has not had to do a medical or anything like that. And you know, to say that his eyesight's good, and I think.
See, that's a bit scary, don't you think, as well?
Yeah.
I know he's your Mick, and you know that he's a good driver. That's fine, because what will happen is he'll probably go and have that test, and they'll say, well, actually, Mick, you may need to wear glasses because you're struggling a little bit with this, but everything else is fine.
Yeah.
Well, if that is the case, then that's great, isn't it? But wouldn't you rather know than not know?
Oh yes.
Do you know what I mean? It's I just find it, the whole system, all I need to do is tweak it. But why won't they tweak it? Mm. Does it come down to finances? Mm. Is someone making a bit of money somewhere?
You get a free eye test when you get 60. You don't have to pay for an eye test.
Well, I get a free eye test because my mum has got, she's got glaucoma. So yeah. I get a test every 2 years.
So there's no excuse for older people not to have an eye test.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I just find it really, really strange that we've got this wonderful system in place that doesn't pick up anything at all.
Mm.
You can just drive it. You know, I would imagine if you went into the doctor and the doctor said, well, you've got this and this, well, you shouldn't be driving, is he going to enforce it?
Yeah, it's more like a recommendation for that. Mm. Like, if you have take a tablet or something, they do say this may cause dizziness with driving, but then they say, oh, it's only a certain percentage, you might be okay, you might not.
Yeah, but you've got to take the advice then of the doctor, which a lot of people don't.
No.
I mean, and let's face it, when you get older, you do take tablets.
Yeah.
You know, for something or other. And you're probably right about, medication, yeah.
They do sort of just suggest it.
Yeah, and on the box it's got do not take, if you're going to drive and that, yes, that's right.
Now, your dad's a farmer.
Was
a farmer.
Yeah.
Does he drive tractors now? Does he have any, are they pretty stringent on what he drives, and does he have to have a test every year?
My dad doesn't drive.
He doesn't drive?
No, my mum drives, my brother drives, and I'm learning to drive, but...
Your dad don't drive?
Nope.
He drives a tractor, though.
He doesn't drive a tractor.
Oh, right.
Yeah, nobody knows about
that. Sorry.
No, he doesn't drive tractors.
Oh, it's your boyfriend that drives a tractor?
Yeah.
Right.
He drives tractors on the road.
Does he have to have a special licence to drive a tractor on a road?
Well, you can drive tractors on the road at 16. And this is exactly what he did. He had a test in Newport, around Carisbrook.
Yeah.
He took him... Yeah. The man started walking along the road and he just drove and that was that.
What, on his tractor?
In a tractor. And then that's your test done at 6. You can do it at 16.
Gosh, because I tell you what, they hold the traffic up.
Because they're the only amount of speed, and then you've got the weight, and then what's in the back.
Yeah, but they're good drivers if they're pulling.
Very skilled. Yeah, they have to be skilled.
Yeah,
I've got to be honest. I still think my plan is the best plan ever. And 20's plenty, but only when certain times of the day. You lift those 20 plenty things, but I also believe that maybe people that are old age pensioners that have got no jobs to go to, they should wait until the busy times are over, i.e. between 7 and 9 when people are going to work. You stay at home, have your breakfast, bit of a lay-in, and then between 4 and 6 also, you're not allowed on the road, your silver surfers, and if you do, your tax ought to go up, because in the meantime, you're letting everybody else go about their business, they're not getting quite so stressed, there'll be lots less aggravation on the roads, because people are being able to get to work, take the children to school, and so on and so forth, so the silver surfers can stay home, put their feet up, have a bit of a lay-in, everyone's happy.
But now, what if they're guardians?
Got a face like Thunder. What's all that about?
What if there's an emergency? If they're guardians, they have
different.
To take their kids to school.
Appointment somewhere.
That's different.
The thing is,
so if we're taking the grandchildren to school.
Make your appointment later in the day when the roads aren't quite so busy.
But then what if you're guardians? You have to take the kids to school.
Yeah,
and
take
what
the
if they're at more than one school? Like some kids, they go.
Guardians?
Yeah, what if they're guardians?
Well, the grandparents. If we've taken the children to school, the grandparents, are you going to stop us?
I think the mums and dads ought to take the kids to school.
Yeah, but what if that's not the situation? And what if they're the guardians of the kids?
If you're having kids, look after those kids.
I'm just saying.
Don't fob them off on someone else.
What if they're guardians for them and the situation is a situation and they have to take the kids to school? And
have they got silver hair?
Also,
yes, they have.
Also, there's lots of older people that do voluntary work, Ian. And
they have
to get there at certain times.
Special concessions.
Yeah, but then what's the... Where's the line for that? Where's
Go on, Bill.
The stopping line for that, though?
Where's the line? Well,
how would you know? Yeah, how would you know as well?
Not everybody's silver.
Just
some
say
people
for
dye
instance.
Their hair.
Yeah, some
and
people
not
dye
silver.
Their hair.
All right, just look.
Plastic surgery.
Just say for instance. Now, Mick doesn't need to be out there on the road, does he? At those times.
Yes, he does, because
he
has to go and do the shopping early. You know what he's like.
See, that's the whole point. You're littering up the road with elderly people that are just going shopping.
Yeah, but then some people like to get it out of the way.
Yeah, but they've got all day. Old age pensioners got all day to do.
He hasn't got all day because he's got to come back to do the ironing and the washing.
And the cooking.
See, you're just littering up the roads. That's what you should do. You should have your own time. You could even have Sundays.
You wait till you're 70. I'll let
you... You know, if you vote for me, I'll let you old people have the roads to yourself on Sunday.
Well,
we're banning
everybody. Go to early service at the church.
And what if other people have to go to the church, not just old people?
Do I lock the church?
They're too busy. They're too busy having a rest because they've been to work all week.
Yeah, but then there's different ages that go to church and they still need to get there.
Look, I'm just...
unless we all have to walk.
I'm of the opinion that little children should be seen in that
room. Oh, Bill.
I'm going now. You've upset me, you two. Deeply. All I'm saying is stay off the roads during the busy times.
We can't.
You've got all day. You've got all afternoon.
And does that also go for cyclists? If there's old... age cyclists, do they have to stay off the roads at all times?
Get one of those ones that hasn't got any wheels in, sit in your lounge and do it there. If you must. Thank you, Bill.
I like to get to the hairdressers early.
Thank you, Dame Shirley.
That's all right.